The former White House counterterrorism chief testified today that Presidents Bill Clinton and George W. Bush should have been more aggressive in trying to get rid of Osama bin Laden. Richard Clark testified before the independent commission looking into the September 11th attacks. Clark also told commissioners the Bush administration did not take the terrorist threat as seriously as the Clinton administration.
In other testimony today, witnesses told the panel that both presidents paid a great deal of attention to the terrorist threat, but each was hampered by limited intelligence information and also differences over how to proceed. NPR's Pam Fessler begins our coverage of today's hearings.
Clark, who served as counterterrorism coordinator in both the Bush and the Clinton administrations, made a dramatic opening statement in his appearance before the 10-member commission. At one point, he turned to the rows of spectators seated behind him.
To the loved ones of the victims of 9/11, to them who are here in the room, to those who are watching on television, your government failed you. Those entrusted with protecting you failed you, and I failed you. We tried hard, but that doesn't matter because we failed.
Clark said that the Clinton administration had considered counterterrorism a high priority, but that in the Bush administration it was a different matter. The issue was important, but not urgent. Clark told the panel, as he's also recounted in a new book, that he immediately asked for a cabinet-level meeting in the new administration to discuss the terrorist threat, but that that meeting was put off for months. He said he was so frustrated by the lack of aggressive action that within months he asked to be reassigned to a new job. Commissioner Tim Romer, a former Democratic congressman from Indiana, read a letter that Clark wrote to National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice on September 4, 2001, in which he expressed his fears that not enough was being done to counter the terrorist threat.
You urge policymakers to imagine a day after hundreds of Americans lay dead in a home or abroad after a terrorist attack and ask themselves what else they could have done. You write this on September the 4th, 7 days before September 11th.
That's right.
What else could have been done, Mr. Clark?
Well, all of the things we recommended back in January were those things on the table in September. They were done. They were done after September 11th. They were all done. I didn't really understand why they couldn't have been done in February.
Among other things, Clark had been pushing for more aggressive action in overthrowing the Taliban regime, which was sheltering al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. But the picture that Clark paints is at odds with some of the other testimony the commission received today and at earlier hearings. CIA Director George Tenet, who also appeared before the commission today, said that Bush officials paid a great deal of attention to the terrorist threat. He said that was especially the case in the summer of 2001, when there was a dramatic spike in threat information indicating that multiple spectacular terrorist attacks were being planned, and that U.S. interests were the likely target. Tenet said that no one that summer took the threat slightly.
The Defense Department is taking security precautions at its facilities. The State Department is taking security precautions at facilities overseas. The CSG is issuing advisories to the FAA. So this period of time saw an enormous amount of activity typical to the kind of activity we saw in previous threat periods, and all I can tell you is the policymakers got it.
But he said that the intelligence information they got was also maddeningly short on details. And he said all indications were that the attacks were likely to be overseas. The commission has heard from many witnesses about a lack of actionable intelligence hampering U.S. efforts to go after terrorist groups. Commission Vice Chair Lee Hamilton told Tenet he believes that top officials were trying to do what they could to protect the American people.
The overarching fact, of course, is that we did not do it. And we lost a lot of people. So the question that we have to address, and here I need some help from you, is why were we unable to do it?
Tenet said that there was a long list of reasons.
We didn't steal the secret that told us what the plot was. We didn't recruit the right people or technically collect the data, notwithstanding enormous effort to do so. Macro issue. Second issue. We didn't integrate all the data we had properly, and probably we had a lot of data that we didn't know about that if everybody had known about, maybe we would have had a chance. I can't predict to you one way or another. But you also had systemically a wall that was in place between the criminal side and the intelligence side. What's in a criminal case doesn't cross over that line. Ironclad regulations. So that even people in the criminal division and the intelligence divisions of the FBI couldn't talk to each other, let alone talk to us or us talk to them.
Tenet also cited the failure of U.S. agencies to integrate their terrorist watch lists and visa policies that didn't screen who came in or out of the country. But the commission has also found other problems. It said in a report today that efforts to capture or kill Osama bin Laden during the Clinton administration were hampered by disagreement between the CIA and the National Security Council over whether or not the CIA had been authorized to kill Osama bin Laden or just to try to capture him. Clinton National Security Advisor Sandy Berger told the panel that there should have been no doubt, especially after President Clinton authorized a missile attack against Osama bin Laden shortly after the attacks on two U.S. embassies in Africa in 1998.
The intent was to kill bin Laden. That's number one. His overall intent was manifest in August 98. Number two, I believe the director understood, and I think he reiterated today, that we wanted him to use the full measure of the CIA's capabilities. Only the CIA can judge what its capabilities are, and that then defines the scope of the authorization. We gave the CIA every inch of authorization that it asked for. If there was any confusion down the ranks, it was never communicated to me nor to the president. And if any additional authority had been requested, I am convinced it would have been given immediately.
But Tenet said there were occasions when U.S. officials thought they had located Osama bin Laden inside Afghanistan, but were not certain that he would be in the same location by the time an attack could be launched. The commission also said it interviewed working-level CIA officers who said they were frustrated by the bureaucracy that they had to deal with as they tried to enlist the help of Afghans in trying to get bin Laden. In one incident, the commission says, officers had to read a carefully worded legal document from Washington to Northern Alliance leader Ahmed Shah Massoud about what he could and couldn't do to help the CIA catch bin Laden. The report says Massoud responded, "You Americans are crazy. You guys never change." Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.